Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we're here with the one and only Steve Heitner, who played the immortal Kenny Banya in Seinfeld. Thank you so much for joining us, Steve.
I'm good. How are you doing, Jason?
I am good. Where are we talking to you at? Where are you these days?
I am actually up in the Reno, Tahoe area.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful up here.
Say hi to say hi to Fredo for me.
I got a little boy. Say hi to who?
Fredo.
Yes, I'm sure. If I see him, first thing I'll do.
What'd you say? You got a little boy?
I got a little boy, and we're raising him up here. So I did 25 years in L.A. That's a full serving.
Yeah, I don't think you need to. Well, it depends if it's is a full serving. Is that a meal or not? I don't know. We're still debating it.
But if there's crackers.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly. It depends if there's crackers. We can get more into that later. But I want to explain to our listeners, the reason we decided to set this up was because Monday marks, hard to believe, the 20th anniversary of the Seinfeld finale. It was in May 14th, 1998. Hard to believe it's been 20 years. I remember at the time, some people loved the episode, some people didn't. I thought it was pretty a genius way, you know, the trial to bring back all the characters. But do you think the show got out at the right time? I mean, 9 years. I think the Beatles went 9. I think Jerry once said something about going into the double digits just felt like too long. So he said 9 was perfect. I mean, what do you think? I think you guys were at the peak of the show when, you know, you got out ahead while we still missed you.
Yeah, I think it was Jerry. You know, Jerry always said the show treated him so well that he wanted to treat the show well, and that he wanted, you know, he wanted it to go out on top. And I feel like it did, you know. And the final show, which I liked, you know, some people that had some backlash to it. It was really basically more of a reunion show than anything else.
Yeah.
And I kind of like that aspect of it.
Yeah, and you came back, right? You come back to testify against them, and
yeah,
you're sitting in the...
Yeah, I was out in the courtroom and stuff, and it was just an unbelievable experience. I mean, there were... When we shot that show, that final episode, there were helicopters hovering above just trying to get any kind of idea of what the episode was going to be about. But, you know, often the final, even not only in the final finale, but each season, the final episode always got a lot of scrutiny. But I don't think that's what Seinfeld, the show, did best. You know, they did shows about small little things better, you know. So
right,
whenever there was like a concept show, I don't know if that was necessarily the strength of Seinfeld. I always argued that the final episode could have been them going out to the movies and Jerry can't find his keys and they can't leave. And, you know, it's just some small idea like that is kind of what the genius of Seinfeld was.
Right. Well, I thought it was a genius way to, like you said, a reunion show to get them all testify and make us all be like, huh, yeah, you're right. These four, they were pretty bad people. They should be in jail.
They were horrible. Absolutely horrible people.
Yeah, and I think it ended with the same line that started the show, right? Jerry talking about George's button placement on his shirt. So I thought that was pretty genius.
Yeah, I actually agree. I thought the whole thing was really smart and clever. I don't think there was going to be any sort of episode that people were going to adore.
Right, because everyone had written in their own minds, oh, this is how I want to see it end. And so, you know, whatever you guys put out there, you know. But I think time has been kind to it. I think it's a pretty good way to wrap it up. And I think the best part was all sort of the clip montages and stuff that went along with it. I think it was the first time we ever heard that Green Day song, Time of Your Life. Like, it was a cultural moment.
You know, that's so funny you mentioned that, because that Green Day song was brand new. It wasn't even a hit yet.
You made it a hit.
It was a great song, you know, but Seinfeld put that in there. And I remember the night of the final taping before it, you know, a month or so or 2 months before it aired, you know, there was obviously a huge party and they put a montage together for all of us that we were all watching. And they put that song underneath it. And I remember all of us going, what is that song? That song's awesome.
It was a tearjerker because you see the empty apartments and everything, you know, Jerry's apartment. Oh, man, that one, yeah, that'll make you tear up if you were a fan of the show. Absolutely. All right, well, let's go into some of your personal memories. We've talked the finale a while here, but just talk about Kenny Banya. I mean, we've all had friends like that, you know, either they can't take a hint, they sort of overrate the friendship, or in your case, they mooch off of the jokes as sort of a hack with Jerry. But is that how you approached it? Did you have a Kenny Banya in your own life?
Well, you know, the way it happened was when I auditioned for the role, all that said was the most annoying guy in the world. So when you go into these auditions and you're waiting to go in, you can hear the other people auditioning. The walls are pretty thin. So if the character is raising their voice at all, you can hear them.
Right.
And I was kind of hearing people audition, not trying to, but you can't help it. And like, they were just very negative. So really on the last second on a dime, I decided, what if he's just wants the meal and all this stuff because he's desperate to be Jerry's friend. Mm-hmm. And he just adores Jerry. Now you think, well, yeah, that's the character. But that really wasn't the character initially. And then everybody was going, hey, you owe me. And then I decided to go in and go, I adore you, and let's hang out even more. And then Larry and Jerry were in the room, and they just fell out when I just made it this upbeat guy who adored Jerry. And then from then on in, you know, great writers pick up on that, and they go, oh, this is the guy. And so then it just turned into a whole other thing. So between my interpretation of it and them starting to write it that way, that's how the character took off.
That's great. Now, do you, do you still get people coming up doing the whole, like, why do they call it Ovaltine? The mugs round, the jars round, they should call it round team. That's gold, Jerry. Like, I guarantee you still get that wherever you go.
Only if I go out of the house. It's just something that is, you know. That's why I just, you know, I choose to embrace it, because otherwise there's no option. I mean, it's going to happen anyway. Someone's gonna scream, did you ever get your suit back? Someone's going to scream, soup's not a meal. Gold, Jerry, gold. I mean, the character had so many catchphrases, it was crazy.
Hey, you're a part of TV history. I would totally run with that. Are you kidding me? Do you remember first reading that? I mean, it's probably hard to even remember now. Do you remember flipping through that script and seeing that line, that's gold, Jerry? Do you remember that moment and how you're deciding how you're going to deliver it there? Because the delivery is what makes that line.
Well, you know, it's interesting because early, the character Banya always had these catchphrases, and the beginning of Banya, which was 4 years earlier, it was the best, Jerry, the best. Everything was that.
Right, right.
You know, and I would repeat things like that. Now, that gold was actually, I think, my last episode before the finale. That was like 4 years later.
Wow.
And actually, we had gotten off the best, Jerry, the best. But when we did that episode, the line was actually, that's gold, Jerry. And then I said, well, let's go back to the best thing. I said, let's make it that's gold, Jerry, gold. Let's tag it like we used to do with the best. And Jerry goes, oh, yeah, absolutely.
So it was your idea. In the script, it was just that's gold, Jerry. And it was your idea to tag it with the second gold.
I said, let's tag it with the second gold like we always used to do the best, Jerry, the best. You know, because that was a cadence that kind of Banya had. So then it was four, you know, you don't realize 4 years have gone by since that first introduction of Banya. And then it just seemed to me as like, well, let's tag it with gold. Let's see how it sounds with that gold, Jerry Gold. And then once I did it, the crew just fell apart. And, you know how it is. If you're making the crew laugh, everything's good.
I love that insight. That's great. I never knew that. And then what was the restaurant? It was Mendy's, right? Did you, after all these years, have you decided that is soup a meal?
You know what, things went south. You know, when we did the final episode, we were getting all kinds of offers of where we were going to watch the final episode.
Mm.
And so I got a really great offer, you know, first class travel to New York, do a small show. They're going to pay me a lot of money, and then I'd watch the show there. And Mendy's called my agent, and they said, we'd like Steve to come watch the final episode here. So my agent's like, well, all right, well, this is what's on the table. And then he goes, what are you offering? They go, we'd like to offer him dinner.
Well, so
my agent's like, I don't know if that's really going to cut it. And from what I understand, Mendy's has been very upset with me for years because they felt they made me and I wasn't loyal.
Oh, well, they'll have to just deal that. You put them on the map. But I thought it was pretty genius that when it came time back around to do the Soup Nazi episode, maybe the most famous one ever, that they brought you back to kind of recall back to that. And you're like, hey, Jerry, I didn't know you liked soup. And you try to cut in line.
Well, you know, Jerry loved the character of Banya. So he used to jam me. I think I aired on like 7 or 8 episodes, but I shot probably 12 or 15. Because Jerry loved the character. See, he would just say, hey, let's just add Banya to this. Let's see what happens. So the Soup Nazi one is a perfect example of where he said, hey, let's have Banya cut in line.
It's so great.
So for me, it was just Jerry loved the character. And, you know, back then there were no cell phones. And every time I would get cut out, because they would always shoot more than they needed, every single time I'd get cut out, he'd call me at home personally and go, oh, we had to cut it because we didn't have time. I'd be like, Jerry, just keep thinking about me. It's not a problem.
And that got you back on, the Buttershave episode where you end up dating his girlfriend I guess it was played by Kristen Davis of future Sex and the City fame.
Exactly.
Didn't Jerry dump her because she used his toothbrush after he dropped it in the toilet? So wait, did
I gotta tell you, You know your Seinfeld, sir.
Oh, it's the I think it's the greatest show of all time. I'm sure you would agree. But
let me ask you a question, because you know there's different levels of fans. Like, I know the show because I was on it.
Sure.
But I mean, there are people that know everything. If I just said to you, name the two horses, would you know what horses I'm talking about?
Oh God, the first one that popped in my mind was Rusty, but that's a different episode, I think.
Yeah, I think it is.
With the Beef Arena.
But you certainly know your stuff.
By the way, as you were talking, Snoopy and Prickly Pete.
Yeah!
It took a second. I had to defrag the files up in my brain for a second, but I got it. I was trying to think which episode, you know what I mean? Because my mind first went to Rusty. With Rusty, we can't breathe back here. And then I was like, oh yeah, the other horse.
Well, that's awesome. You nailed it.
Okay, cool. Well, I guess just sort of in closing, you've been great with your time. 20 years later, you've had some time to let it all sink in, and I'm sure your thoughts on certain episodes and stuff has evolved over the years. In hindsight, looking back, is there one episode, even one that you weren't in, that still breaks you up the most?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, there's two that come to my mind. One is the, what was it, the contest, where, you know, to see who can hold out longest without being the master of their own domain. and then the other... Yeah, and the other one was just Michael Richards as Kramer with the Merv Griffin set was just unbelievable.
Hey, come on down. And they're like, where's the camera? So
yeah, oh, I mean, he was just brilliant in that. So I think those two are probably my favorite. But, you know, the most amazing thing about that show is, you know, years later, what a classic it is, how iconic it is. And you think, well, did you know that then? And the crazy thing about being on Seinfeld was you did know it then. Mm-hmm. You did know you were on something that was like being on I Love Lucy and knowing it was going to be I Love Lucy.
Do you think it's the greatest show of all time, or at least comedy, sitcom? I think so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, I think so, too. And for me, the same way with LeBron and Jordan, if you're in the conversation, you're in the conversation.
Well, it's the greatest show of all time, and that's why we want to run the piece Monday. We want to I feel like there's a whole other generation that maybe missed it, and I'm like, come on, you got to go binge this thing. It's it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. People quote it, and they don't even realize they do at some point.
Well, I tell you, I headline stand-up all over the country, and you'd be amazed at the youth of the people that come up to me that adore the show.
Oh, I think it's timeless. I think it'll be around forever. It's great. And so to be a part of it, that just must feel extra special 20 years later, sir.
Very lucky. I'm very lucky.
All right, Steve. You've been generous with your time. Thank you so much. And thanks for giving us Kenny Banya. We'll love him forever.
My pleasure. Great chatting.
All right. That was gold.